on time, but it's back and we back too. So, I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my adorable co-host, Miss Tifflebot. What's going on with your adorable self, Tifflebot?
I don't know if everyone's ever said I was adorable. I think maybe annoying.
Somebody had to say it.
Oh, I guess maybe. Just not that word. But Comic-Con is exciting because I rarely pay that close of attention to it until it's over.
Yeah, and there's some stuff, you know, but I guess it, for me, it's exciting because it's been a couple years since they actually had a live crowd and stuff, you know, and so I haven't paid attention to it since they went virtual and all this other shit. So, you know, it snuck up on me. It's back, and we're going to talk about it, man. We got some things in the news, and so we recorded a little later, not because we were geniuses, only because that's the way the world worked out for us, right?
We were waiting for all the hard-hitting news to finally fall. Don't tell the people what we're doing back here.
And we really effed up, so it all worked
out.
We're
just a couple of fuck-ups is the real answer.
So, man, let me see. We got an official teaser trailer of Wakanda Forever, man. So we're going to talk about that. Very important stuff, man, you know. Shazam is back about 4 or 5 years later. So we got a trailer.
Yeah. How long ago was that? Seems like a really long time ago.
Long time, Tifflebot. Long time.
You keep talking because I'm going to look it up because I feel like it's been 10 years.
Hey,
but it hasn't been that long.
It's been a long time since the Black Panther, too. Shit.
Shazam 1, I have to put in here because there's many.
Yeah. Everything Shazam will come up if, you know, all the new
Lord.
Stuff.
That's a, you know what? Fuck it. That just it didn't help.
It didn't help.
At all.
So, we also want to talk about the Marvel slate. You remember the old Marvel slate, Tifflebot, you know, where they would show you all the good stuff from Phase 1 and stuff, and everybody lost their mind and threw their drawers and panties on the stage, you know. You know. Thor! You know. That doesn't happen anymore, but they got a new slate, and so we're going to talk about that, because I actually got something to say about this.
Oh.
And, in the spirit of Comic-Con, Tiff, we're going to do the top 5 Comic-Con moments, man, announcements, whatever, you know, that boom, that that's memorable. Full disclosure, I kept to more recent stuff. I didn't go all the way back in the day to 70s because I started talking that old man stuff, and I think we lose half of the listeners.
I don't think so, but I appreciate it, so I'll know what you're talking about. Full disclosure, I Googled everything because I had no personal attachment to any Comic-Con moments.
And she sits on a nerd podcast, everybody.
No, the thing about it is that, like, I like this stuff, but the preliminary, like, I don't, like, going to and seeing.
Uh-huh.
So for instance.
Yes.
One of the most famous Comic-Con moments was the Loki, him
wait
coming
minute,
out.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Say this for the segment.
No, I'm not saving it because it's not on my list. If it's on your list, tough shit. You can say. Remember that?
Look at your... ruin one of my moments, man.
I did not ruin it. It already happened. You're just going to be like, yeah, I like that one. But what I'm saying is that is cool and the idea of it to me, but it doesn't really do anything for me. I wouldn't seek that out to watch it. Does that make sense? So.
And for the other 90% of us, I do seek it out to watch it, you know, so.
Lord have mercy.
There we go. Okay. So, we went.
Moving over to the Umbrella Academy, right?
Umbrella Academy, indeed. You corrected me earlier. It was 10 episodes. It only seemed like 8 to me, you know.
I got so mad about the 10 fucking episodes. I will tell you why. Before, you were like, hey, let's do the Umbrella Academy. I like the Umbrella Academy. So I was like, hell yeah, let's do it. That was like last Saturday. And I was like, I'd already watched one or two.
Yeah.
And I was like, so I will be... And you're like, I think there's 8 episodes. And I was like, I've watched like 1, 2, or 3 episodes. So if there's only 8, I got this in the bag.
Yeah.
Well, there are 10 and I had watched 2.
Oh, boy.
And I really
what a burden, goddammit.
It's what, like 8 hours of television that I had to figure out how to get into my week.
I watched like 6 of them last Sunday. I was just sitting there, me and my daughter, just like.
I got stuff to do.
Play the next one. So. Twas not a burden for me, Tifflebot. So
I didn't say it was a burden.
We're going to talk about that today. So with all this awesome dopiness, that's dope. Are you ready to roll?
I guess.
Damn, let's go. All right, man. Social media time. Tifflebot, where can the people reach us in this universe?
in this universe, you can reach us at fansonpatrol.com, where you can email us at fans@fansonpatrol.com, or get to us on our social media, which is Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fans of Patrol. You can also check out our TikTok. I was going to say Twitter. TikTok, which is Fans of Patrol Zero, just the number zero. My brain is bad. YouTube, Patreon, listen to us on your favorite listening platform. Give me a break. I'm old.
Okay. Fansofpatrol.com. So,
yeah, you know what? You'll find it if you Google it probably as well.
Hey, goddamn TikTok. This stuff just comes on its
own. It sure does. Shoot. Yeah, that's one of the great things about it.
I hate it. Anyway.
I don't even have it on my phone. I hate that shit.
Yeah, I don't.
But if you're listening to this right now, you should go on TikTok.
Onto our TikTok. No, it was starting somebody else's TikTok. I'm like, yeah. Hey, come on, dude. I might be in a boardroom or something. All of a sudden, come on, man. Anyway, so this is it, Tiff. Comic-Con is still happening. You know, it's only Sunday today, so it's still happening. So the little minor announcements come out. So, you know, it's been a while. COVID ruined everything, like, you know, and nerds couldn't get together and, you know, spread their germs, the regular germs, you know. Now you got to be careful with the big germs. I'd like to know how many attendees was involved this week. I mean, this month, you know, since thing has changed, you know.
I wonder if they had to be, like, vaxxed and
That's a good
negative
question.
COVID tests.
And California, maybe, you know. So, the big daddy for me, Tifflebot. I haven't been following Comic-Con, so it's not like I was like, I had anticipation for anything. I've been like just ignoring all this shit. And, you know, the Wakanda Forever came out and started off very somber, Tiff, you know, just showing you that, first of all, they did something that we both hate.
Play that slow ass song.
They took one of the greatest reggae songs of all time, No Woman, No Cry.
No Woman, No Cry. I was like,
which is very upbeat, Tiffle Bob. First, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
boom,
and at boom, first, because you're supposed to feel like you shouldn't be crying. Boom, boom. Right. I mean, not that I haven't cried during No Woman, No Cry before, because I have. You're right.
No Cry.
Yeah, at first I was like, what's happening? And I was like, oh, it's No Woman, No Cry.
Okay. So they did what Kevin Feige said they were going to do. They were going to honor Chadwick Boseman by killing off his character and not letting anybody else play it. Bullshit mistake. And I hate Marvel for doing this, man. I do. He is an actor. That's it, man. That character is the only dope black superhero that us brothers have. And you took it from us because he died. I'm sorry, he died, man. He's gone. Rest in peace. But the character is the character. And
yeah.
He can live, man. Jeez Louise. Let him get exploded and come back with a facelift and a new voice change. I don't know. Just ignore it. Anyway.
It's really like there's so much more to tell about Wakanda and T'Challa. It's just weird because if Chadwick Boseman had lived his full life,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Died of old age. And they were still making Black Panther movies, they would have recast him.
Of course they would have. Of course they would have.
It's not like
so
dishonoring him.
No, it's not dishonoring him. And so obviously they're doing a Shuri story when she becomes the Black Panther. And it's a good story, at least in the comic book it was. And they have elements from it. Now, the most exciting news in the world is that we got Prince Namor, who somebody...
I saw that, and I just thought about you. I was like, this Namor-loving bastard going to be all I'm talking about.
Namor-loving bastard.
I was like... I see we're going underwater, and I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, man. So... For those of you, the story in the comic book, I don't know if I told this story before, but it was dope the year that she was a Black Panther. He was married to Storm from the X-Men, and Dr. Doom showed up on the scene. They were like negotiating some shit. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Doom, like, he like did some terrorist shit and like did a bomb on T'Challa, blew him up. And so he was like in a, like burnt up in a coma for like a year. And Prince Namor had something to do with it because they were gonna war or something like that, you know, Wakanda and the Atlantis, because that's, you know, Atlantis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just a dope story, and she became Black Panther, and it was cool. But at the end of the day, brother woke up from the coma, and it was on. So, you know, they showed all the ladies looking very sad. The mother, Angela Bassett's role seemed to increase big time, you know, being Queenie. But man, Tiff, when they showed them tight draws and that and that Triton, I was like, oh, and then like you saw the rest of the Atlanteans. You saw the rest of the Atlanteans. They were blue. They don't have superpowers.
Yeah, they look like Avatar people.
That's how they are in a comic book.
Yes, they are blue.
Yeah. And so he's half human, so that's why, and for some reason that's why he had powers. Later on, they explained that it turned out that he was a mutant, some shit they wrote recently. And that's why he could do the thing he can do. Now, so this looked dope as
hell. Yeah, this looks really good. Here's the thing. I got to be honest with you.
Yes.
If you were to ask me what's happening in this movie, no clue. No clue. Like, my loose assumption, obviously, is that they're at war with Atlantis.
Yeah, it looks like it's a problem, right?
But then there's maybe going to be some turnaround because of humans who mostly suck, right?
Always the bad guys.
But yeah. Always the bad guys, humans.
Yeah.
Just generally the pieces of shit. Yep. Right. So, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love everything that they do. It's so big. It's so grand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so colorful and beautiful to look at that you're like, I don't really care what's going to happen. I mean, I do. I want it to be good and I want to have a good time. But like, I'm probably just going to look at it. At this point.
I hope that the young actress who's playing Shuri can, I hope it's a lot of responsibility riding on her. Hopefully she can, you know, carry the weight of this film. But I have to tell you, Tiff, I want T'Challa back, man. God damn it. Don't do this, man. Bring him back. Let him be in a coma. Have him come back just different. You are so different. And, you know, it's a totally different actor. He's like, yes, I know, you know.
Right. Here's the thing. I don't get why people have to have an explanation for everything. It's a fucking movie about a place that doesn't exist. Yep. About, you know, superheroes, okay? There's gods and shit coming into this shit. And you're like, that's a different guy. Yeah. You're like, I think...
Right.
If that's what's causing our suspension of disbelief to have a problem, I think that we are just generally not having enough imagination.
Yeah, come on, y'all. Please recast. I know he already said he wouldn't be. Maybe I should lead the charge. We want T'Challa. We want T'Challa.
You know? I feel like a big movement online about recasting him.
Oh, it should be, man. I want to lead that charge. I'm sorry, dude. The character is too important. But speaking of characters, let's go to a super duper character. Let's go to, what's it, Zachary Levi doing one of our favorite movies, Shazam superhero franchises. And, you know, I got to say, Tiff, all the whimsical goodness of the first movie was in this trailer. I dug everything I saw. I liked how they toned down the buffiness of Zachary Levi, you know, because he had got buff for the role the first time.
Oh, yeah, he was buff.
And they put
suit on him.
And they put pads on him. And it was like, y'all put pads
on him. Yeah, he looked weird.
He did look weird. You know, so he looked natural in the suit this time. Everybody's a superhero. I like that he's at a child psychologist.
He's not just a pediatrician. It's not even a psychologist. It's just like a child doctor.
So I was worried what Billy was going to look like in his regular, you know. He still does look like he's about 21.
Well, I think in the first movie, he looked like 15. Probably a little too old to be as kind of bright-eyed and weary of everything, especially if you're a child who's experienced trauma.
Hey, Tiff.
But like,
why don't they ever cast just a little bit younger when they're doing these movies?
Because they know. Listen, give yourself a little leash.
Yes.
Give yourself a cushion.
Get you some Stranger Thing kids actors like in the
beginning. Yeah, get you like a 12-year-old.
Yes, y'all went to a.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
There's plenty of talented child actors who could handle, because it's not like the role of Billy is not that challenging. It's a comedic, calm role. And then, you know, by the time that they are 15, 16, then they can be 15 or 16. Because, like, I mean, I'm okay with, like, older casting. I know it's hard on kids and, like, weird stuff happens that I don't, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, I think, like, this kid, I think he looked young the first time. He looked age appropriate. Now you're right. He does look like he's, like 20,
is his last year in college or some shit like that.
He's just like, he's like, sorry, I was late to the playground. I had to shave my beard.
I know. 100%, right? So, you know, they got some villains. I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know enough about Shazam.
I don't know who these people are. And I was hoping you was going to get a little Black Adam in there somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm. But maybe there will be. Maybe they're keeping it. Okay, that's what I was going to say about this trailer is. Go ahead. I don't hate this trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I remember that, like, watching the trailer for the first one and not being that enamored of it.
Yeah.
And then loving the movie.
Yeah.
I think that was, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
This trailer makes me a little concerned that the first one was not a happy accident. Obviously, it had intention. But that, like, the second one, they were like, oh, these are the things people really liked about this. Now we're going to ruin it by being too self-aware about it. That was my concern. However, that being said, I do feel like I enjoyed the movie so much more than I enjoyed the trailer the first time that hopefully this is the same situation is happening now.
Yeah.
But so maybe they're doing a really good job of, if there is a Black Adam thing happening in the movie, it is a secret.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the difference is right from the back is that the boy didn't try to be a superhero up until the last 5 minutes of the movie. Mm. So the difference that I do like is that he's trying to be a hero. He looks pretty bad at it, like everybody's just beating his ass. And so that's kind of funny to just see him getting his ass beat the whole movie. That would be funny to me. You know? He slides under the car, his chest is on fire, you know. So I don't really mind that, man. I like to see where they're going to go with it and stuff. And, you know, the family aspect, you know, of the first movie was a big staple. And it seems to be even bigger in this one, you know. And they brought back everybody. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm also really... What's that?
Really wary of all of these adult actors pretending to be children, pretending to be adults.
Like the Megan Good scenes when she was just like so whimsical, like,
You're like, yeah, a little bit concerned.
And you kind of, you're making me feel creepy, like, because you're so hot. And I'm sitting there like, ooh, that's supposed to be a little girl.
and then they're like, I flew around. Yeah. And you're like, ew.
Yeah, they recast Mary and, nobody cares. See? You see how that works?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Oh, shit. So, looking forward to it. See, these are the two biggest things that, from my takeaways and things I've seen that's been like, you know, yeah, I want to see this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's talk about that Marvel slate real quick.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, back in the day, Tiff, you know, the Marvel slate came out and Kevin Feige standing out there with that silly hat on and, you know, everybody lost their mind or everything they saw, you know, and it was a cool time. So Marvel was going through these slates. And I have to say something, first of all, about this, you know, the current slate is I don't know how much thought actually has gone into this slate that we're in now, you know, with this multi-universe thing, because it, you know, there's been some cool movies. Doctor Strange, this last movie, what was this last movie that just came out? Thor.
The Multiverse of Madness? Oh, Thor.
Well, you know, yes. Spider-Man. Good movies, but they seem, as far as them having a focal direction, it seems like the direction has been aimless. It's just like, you know, there's no identified huge big bad. There's no culmination. You know, you see the after credit scenes, which we hate, but once you watch them, they're meaningless. You know, it's not like it's pointing to anything else. The biggest thing I've seen recently, I finished watching Ms. Marvel. It might be something we might want to take on. And spoilers, goddammit, just give me 15 seconds. One of the characters mentioned, you know, the reason why this worked out for you is because there's a mutation. And when they did it, a little guitar riff saying, and I was like, oh shit, here they go with the mutants. And then when I saw this Marvel slate today, no mutants. And I was like, wow, I would think they would have been like, let's bring these goddamn muties in heavy, and not a single one, you know?
Well, didn't you tell me there's going to be an X-Men animated?
Yeah, but that's an X-Men animated thing. I'm talking about live action, you know, thing.
Okay, I'm into it.
Well, they play that guitar riff, and right. So I'm looking, you know, then we had Professor X in the other movie, and so I'm kind of disappointed that they at least don't have a few, you know, Wolverine, maybe an X-Men.
But is that because they don't own it?
They own it. They do. They bought Fox, remember?
Oh.
That's why they were able to do what they did. Yeah.
Well, I thought they just paid, but I guess I'm stupid.
Yes, they shit.
Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just taking some time. I don't know. Yeah. It's probably here's the thing. Part of this is what makes the new Comic-Con so strange is because like a continuation of what we've already known and known and known, right?
Yes.
Even if we're excited about it, it's not surprising. Whereas the phase one of this stuff, the Avengers Assemble stuff was like, was like the first time it was exciting. It had that high energy because you weren't expecting it. It was something, you know. And so now I feel like they would have to do something so outlandish again. Something that would genuinely surprise me to get me to that kind of fever pitch level where you're like, not just like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like, so how is this different than what I've already, like, why would I not just go back and watch the stuff that I already know I liked and was good? I'm not saying that that hasn't been enjoyable. I'm just saying that there hasn't, you're right, it's missing some kind of, it, like when someone's still good at their job, but they're not like, there's no more room for surprising innovation because they've kind of like done it all already. They're good at it.
Yeah. I'll say this again. Big mistake killing off Iron Man and Captain America. The hell with y'all. It's just a big mistake. You shouldn't have did it. So they're talking about Secret Invasion. And that's the Skrull thing. So that's cool.
I like that.
Guardians of the Galaxy with no Gamora, you know.
I'm apprehensive about that.
Yeah, I am too. Echo, which they had no explanation of.
What the fuck is that?
They didn't even tell you.
What is that?
They didn't even tell you what it was.
Hawkeye antagonist Maya Lopez into her own series.
Yeah, what the hell?
Who?
I know. Loki season 2 is cool. Blade, we've been looking forward to. Ironheart.
That's just been, I feel like that's been taking forever.
Yeah, they announced that.
The Blade. Forever.
They announced that when they did live Comic Cons.
And then he's old. It's old. Ironheart, I will want to watch that.
I think there's a TV show, though.
It is, which is, I find disappointing, but that's okay.
Athica, Coven of Chaos, I could do without. I don't care about that character.
Oh, is that more Wanda stuff? I'm done with Wanda. Is that Wanda? I'm done.
That's the next door neighbor, right? Athica Harkness.
Oh, here, you know what? Even more done.
Yeah.
I like Scarlet Witch, but that's the Scarlet Witch peripheral information to me is just, I don't care.
The big daddy for me that I'm loving is Daredevil Born Again. Yes. Charlie Cox. Yeah. Love it.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
He never left, really. That must be very strange, I feel, that experience to be like, got it, lost it, got it again, and it's probably better.
Probably better, right? Exactly. Now I'm a movie star, goddammit, right? Captain America be back, and that's, Sam.
Sam's.
Yeah. Thunderbolts would probably be cool, but I'm not sure if that's a movie or a television show. And then they talk about Phase 6, and all the way at the end,
this,
right?
This is exhausting.
All the way at the end, two Avengers movies, Avengers The Kang Dynasty and Avengers Secret Wars, which, are those going to be three movies within themselves or just two movies? Because Secret Wars was a big deal, and so was, you know, this Kang Dynasty thing. That could be pretty big. But that's all the way at the end, Tev.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. This amount of content being told to me at once and being asked of me to be exciting makes me want to bury myself in the desert for 1,000 years. I just, it's, they're like, look at this. What about this? How about this? You excited about this? I'm just like, Jesus, fuck. I need a minute.
Oh, shit. You're killing me over here. Oh, man. Right. It is like that.
It feels so desperate. It feels kind of gross.
They also.
It feels like, imagine Marvel is like a guy that you met, like you're giving him a Tinder date, right?
Yeah.
And he's got like a rose and you're like, oh, okay. And then somehow he's got like another one and you're like, what the fuck? And he's like a third one and you're like, this is weird. I need you to stop.
They also previewed, not preview, but they showed a logo for the Fantastic Four. So that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, however, you could have threw some mutants in here somewhere, man.
You're so mad about the mutants.
Because you know what? Without Captain America, you got a Falcon as a Captain America, but without Steve Rogers and Tony Stark, this is a whole different thing. And I think
the Avengers change all the time.
They do, and they're never as interesting as the big three. That's why they always bring them back.
Sure.
Yeah.
But what I think that they might be trying to do without acknowledging it, is to get you all, the audience or whatever, to care as much.
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
That's kind of like why they introduced like Doctor Strange earlier. It's kind of like a thread they're trying to pull.
Yeah.
That's fine. I get all that. But one, just be transparent about it. Be like, listen, this is going to be the next Avengers eventually.
I think they're saying that. But here's the problem. History has already showed you this never going to be as popular as the big three.
No.
Now, I will tell you what is just as popular as the big three. Goddamn X-Men. Sorry. They've always been, it's always been two type of Marvel fans. You know, people more mutant heavy, people more hero heavy. And those audiences are pretty big. And then you got, you know, a bunch of people that's right in the middle like me. And so to me, it would have been a great jumping off point to be like, not to leave the heroes, but to bring in those mutants too, and just bring that all together, you know.
You probably should. You're right. You probably should have. They should have pivoted, right? Yeah. Because like,
yes.
So that they keep the Avengers going, right? Get us involved and ingrained with your Avenger, your new Avengers,
exactly.
While we're already dealing with X-Men that we know and are
Thank
comfortable
you.
With.
That's all I'm
and
saying.
And then the X-Men can break away, and you can have two different universes or whatever.
No. Keep them in the same universe because they're the same universe. Whatever, in the you comics, know what I mean? You know,
set of movies.
Yeah. So I think it's a missed opportunity. And y'all planning out this far? When are we getting mutants? When I'm 90? You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, some of us might not see those mutants.
Right, shit. So anyway, that's my complaint, Tiffle. But I'm gonna leave it right
getting
there.
Getting there. Getting stirred up.
Yeah. I just, damn it. Especially with y'all giving me some, and I'm like, whew. Hey, you know something I didn't see in this slate also? I didn't see Marvels, you know, the Miss Marvel and that's supposed to be coming. Captain Marvel and Monica Rambeau.
Yeah, that's again.
Where did that
I go? Don't fucking know.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, not excited about the Marvel slate. So we'll just have to see. You know, maybe I'll get excited. I'll tell you one thing. I saw a new She-Hulk trailer with a whole bunch of Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk, and the shit was like really comical to me. It was really funny.
Oh Lord.
Oh, it was so good. I liked it. Just you know.
That's, you know.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'll give it a try.
Let's take a break and we'll come right back because it's time to throw down some thunder with the list, man. You know, it's countdown time. We'll be right back.
All right.
All right. That's it, man. It's the countdown time, man. I'm going to have to put something on the screen here, you know, like a big boom, 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 you know. Countdown, man. So we're going to do a countdown, man. If this is your first time listening to the show, man, we thank you for listening to us. We love you for listening to us. This is our time to do what we want to do, man, you know. So we normally follow regimented shit on the other two stuff. We got all kind of stuff, games, countdowns, all kind of shit. So this time, man, Comic-Con announcements and moments, man. Top five from each one of us, because there's been years and years and years of this stuff. And like I said at the beginning of the show, this time there were some bigger announcements I think I could have put on this list, but they were like from the 70s and stuff like that. So
yeah, Montego loves old stuff.
So this
list is kind of a lie.
God damn it! No, just so kidding. This is like newer shit. So, but which was also huge stuff. And now that I look back at these announcements and things like that, I have a fondness for them. And you know, I'm surprised they're still doing Comic-Con in San Diego, Tiff, because, you know, E3 is dead. It's gone. You know, it's no real reason for them to, you know, because of the way media is now these days, just like, you know, they don't have to do this anymore, you know, to get people excited. But maybe there's some kind of metrics that show that this shit works, that, you know, they hype them up here and then, you know, people be looking forward to it since it still has a gargantuan following, you know. And I don't know if the movie place, if they would pull out of Comic-Con, will they actually, they heard it a little bit, but I don't think they would kill it. I don't know. What do you think?
No, I think, you know, I think there's a lot of other things at play here that we don't quite, like partnerships and ways that they make money. That we don't quite understand. I mean, like, we probably do, but we're not really thinking about that. Because we think about it as, like, a way to get people interested or
that's
hyped
the only
about
point.
The thing.
Right.
You think that, but there's other things happening, too.
Okay. Other things. So.
Other ways to make money.
All right. So, let's get into it, man. So, you're number five. Five being the least, one being the best.
Okay.
Tell us about a Comic-Con moment.
So, I Googled these because, as I said, I can't really pull out my own, because I don't normally watch panel shows. I don't watch announcements. I've been to, I think like there's a difference also between going to a convention and watching it when you're not there.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not very interested in a thing that happened about a thing that I might want that's going to happen. You know what I mean? Unless I was actually there, probably. I just not for me.
Top but, five I mean, Comic-Con moments.
San fucking Diego. Whatever. I was just like, fuck you piece of shit. Now I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to do this to begin with. Oh, you piece of shit. Anyway, my number five is the Godzilla announcement reboot for 2012. Because I like that Godzilla movie.
What the hell was this announcement about?
It was just that they were like, hey, it was a surprise. People were not expecting the Godzilla announcement. Mm-hmm. And then they got a trailer, which was also a surprise, which I like that. I like being like, yeah, we're going to do it. But it's not going to be like an ethereal almost thing. Oh, we already got the trailer.
All right. So. I do not remember this announcement. That's amazing. Okay.
It's done, yeah.
Okay. So, man, where am I going to start here? I'm going to go in 2008.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr. was a struggling crackhead. John Favreau.
I don't think he was in 2008.
John Favreau was a nobody. And they did the Iron Man trailer premiere at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had balls, they were blown off. They were gone. people lost their mind. They showed Robert Downey Jr. You know, they showed some of the scenes with the silver robot in the cave. You know, very intriguing. And they showed Robert Downey Jr. being Tony Stark, you know. And then they showed the Mach 2 flying and hitting the afterburners. And you didn't see flying on the screen like that that looked that good since Superman 1. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, oh, I remember. I'm not even there. And when I saw it, I'm like, jaw on the ground, you know. And the people there just lost their goddamn mind. And, you know, I don't even know if they had a Marvel slate at that point, you know, because this movie was...
No, that was like the first one, right?
That was number one. And it was like, whoa. I mean, of course they had Sam Jackson come in talking about, hey, you entered a bad new world. You just didn't know it. You know, so there was more to come. But that was a big moment, man. You know, that changed cinema, you know, believe it or not, you know. And it's in a lot of people's lives.
I believe it.
Yeah. Believe it or not. So that's my number five, Tiffelbot.
That's a good number five. I can excited to hear what your number one is because mine are all obviously just little piece of shit moments.
Okay.
So my number four is Quentin Tarantino missing the Kill Bill panel because he was stuck in traffic when like a meat truck overturned on the I-5 or whatever. I find this to be very funny. I never knew that. Yep. I love it. I love that people were like mad that he wasn't there and then it was a oopsie boopsie accident. And the person was just there had to be like, yeah, Kill Bill. Right. There was like one person there.
Yeah, yeah.
Not one audience member, like one person answering the questions about
Wow, it. Man. I never heard of that. That's interesting. Wow. Okay. That counts. Wow. My next one, my number four, is a movie that actually did really well, but it's pretty hated.
Okay.
That was the announcement of Batman v Superman. Everybody lost.
That was a big deal. I remember that being a big deal.
People lost their goddamn mind, man. You know, they had the one actor who played Deadpool in The Matrix, black guy. He was actually, he played the general in the movie. And he read the Dark Knight Returns, you know, I have my hand on your neck. Remember, I'm the guy who beat you. You know, the lines from Batman from the comic book. And everybody lost their mind. And I think they had the show was that fat bat with the Superman logo on the front of it. You know what I'm saying? But it was a big, big deal, man. You know, and, you know, they announced, you know. I don't know if they announced Ben Affleck, but I know Henry Cavill was announcing things.
He's
like
already,
that.
Yeah.
And so at that point. That was a big damn deal, man. I mean, and we lost our mind for like 2 years waiting for this movie to come out. And then it was like.
And then.
God damn.
Yeah, sad trombone shit.
Right.
It's like, no. Oh, I mean, yeah, it's bad.
It's bad. You know, it was so bad that you wanted it to be good. You know, it was like, damn, man, I've been waiting for this. You know, I was so excited about this. And then it was just like, damn. It had its moments. They had some fantastic moments within that movie. But the movie as a whole was just like, God damn, man.
It missed it. Yeah, it missed the beat.
Sure did. So what do you got next, man? Number four.
I just like this petty shit. Hey. So my number three moment is, so when they were going to have a Twilight new moon panel, it was scheduled to go after the Avatar panel. They were back to back in Hall H.
Yeah.
So as Avatar, then Twilight. Well, all the people who wanted to see this Avatar stuff got pissed because they were like, these Twilight shitheads are going to show up 3 hours early
and block up everything, right?
All the panels.
Yeah.
Until the Twilight panel.
Yeah.
And there was such a bitchy stink fest happening that the Comic-Con was like, fucking fine. Twilight first.
Right.
Then Avatar.
Wow. I did not know that, but that is awesome. You know, that brings back some memories. They spent a lot of money on promotions for that movie. And I'm going to tell you how I know. Because I went to go see something cool at the theater, my local theater. And when I walked out of my movie, the youngest werewolf dude, the two youngest ones, they were in the right outside my movie theater with like the press and lights and shit. And they were, and I walked right in the middle of they press in Cleveland. You know, I walked out to the theater like, what the hell is going on? Who are them? You know, I'm right there, like, you know, I remember right next to those dudes. They smiled and you know, said hi to me. Y'all shouldn't have put, why are y'all doing interviews in front of this door?
Why by the door?
Right. So I walked.
Want to leave?
Right. And then somebody told me, they was like, oh, no, you know, some girl, oh, they're from Twilight. I was like, oh. Damn, why they here? You know, they here in Cleveland.
Why are they blocking the exit?
Yeah. Oh, man, it was funny, man. So they spent a lot of money, man, because, you know, just flying them dudes to this random theater, you know, in Cleveland, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like a Thursday night or some like that, you know.
Well, you see, it's really crazy that you say, like, because you're like, well, why do you even do a Comic-Con? How does it make? Well, you think about stuff like that because, like, they didn't need to do that for Twilight. They were already guaranteed to make their money.
This
was the second Twilight movie.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why they do the Comic-Con. Well, they want more.
They were sending these guys around before the werewolves people even knew. So, I mean, I guess the people who read the books.
Getting them hyped up
for it. They knew. Right. You know, so they were like, that's the guy that plays so-and-so.
Because when you have a movie.
I don't know why I do this.
That's a teen girl head bob. I think so you're saying, oh my God, he's so cute.
Right.
So you're doing it too. when a movie comes out that's a book, usually I think what happens is like the weird phenomenon where you get the people who are coming to see it because they already know it and like it.
Right.
They're going to see it and they're going to see all of them probably. And then the people who just see it because it's a movie. Yeah, okay. And whatever.
Hype. Right.
Yeah. Right. And then the people who see it because it's a movie that they might be interested in and they've never read the books, but they become obsessed and then they read all the books.
Right.
And then there's a whole new, it's like a cyclical.
Yeah. Yeah. So, random dudes in the hallway outside of my movie.
Yeah,
I can't remember. I saw something cool that night, too. You know, I remember I was like...
and it was ruined by Twilight.
By Twilight. So, my next one. You got to throw some Star Wars in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But a pretty big moment, man, you know, when The Force Awakens was announced and they brought... J.J. Abrams was at the panel and they had this, like, robot thing come walking out, this character. So, he was showing off characters. But then... he invited everybody in that panel to go to like the special Star Wars concert with John Williams and stuff.
I remember this.
Yeah, that
was a big deal.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man, because you know they marched them all up and they gave every nerd their own little nerdy lightsaber. They walked in and gave them all their little lightsaber.
And they all were like, they walked in.
Yeah.
Okay, that if you were there and you were into that, that would have blown your fucking mind.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. You were like, I'm here. I you know.
I made it.
And I'm doing this shit again. What is that? Oh, shit. So I thought that was a cool, cool moment. And it was for The Force Awakens, which was my favorite of the sequel movies. Just couldn't stick the landing, you know, just bam, you know.
Can't all be good. Can't all be good. Yeah. Even if they were all the best, one of them would be the one you liked the least. So,
You wouldn't hate the other ones, though. There's a difference between saying that
one. I don't even like it. So I have a feeling I might step on one of your favorite Comic-Con moments. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
So my number two is, and it's not because of what you think, it's when the Avengers assembled.
Okay.
Okay? So like they had all the actors come on that were playing those parts. But they did not answer questions, which is one of my favorite details about this Comic-Con moment. But my other one is that when I was looking at these, the list said there was somebody who written a list, and it says this.
Hold up, I don't know what the hell is going on with the signal. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. You're good now.
How about now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Saturday in Hall H during Comic-Con 2011 stands in memory for so many things. There was a stabbing.
What?
And then they go on to talk about
a stabbing.
Avengers Assemble.
In Comic-Con? Yeah. God damn.
Then there came a teaser trailer, which the voice of Samuel L. Jackson, blah, 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 Marvel's The Avengers. I was like, how about we just don't mention the stabbing? It says somebody was stabbed, and then they just kind of gloss over it, and they're like, and then Avengers Assembled.
somebody sat on one of the dumbass swords that they bought at a table or something. Nobody got stabbed. Okay,
while you tell me about your number two.
All right.
I'm going to Google.
All right.
2011 Comic-Con stabbing.
Yeah, my number two is Tom Hiddleston coming out in his full Loki uniform, as mentioned earlier, ruined by Tiffelbot. But it was a pretty slick moment. You know, the Dwayne The Rock Johnson just tried the same thing, but he didn't like, you know, I think Loki was out there monologuing for, well, Tom Hiddleston was like monologuing for a half an hour, you know, clowning on people and shit, and it was great. It's been tried again, you know, different stars. Dwayne The Rock Johnson just stood out there with some lightning bolts this weekend, just like on a screen, trying to look hardcore, and I thought it was a bust. But for Loki to come out and threaten all the people of Earth in all kind of ways and shit was just like, you're a class act, bro. You know, you gave the fans what they wanted. You never broke character, and it was just a dope thing, you know. So I like that. That's my number two. So how did I get ahead of you? How did you get so far ahead of me? You just didn't.
No, I'm at number one now.
Oh, this is your number one. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. No, but I'm going to tell you, so this is some content warning for somebody who might not want to hear about violence. Man stabbed with pen at Comic-Con. Pen. Comic-Con eye stabbing leaves one injured and one jailed.
He stabbed him in the eye with a pen.
With a pen.
He's watching too much John Wick.
Woo!
He killed him with a pencil. A goddamn pencil.
He survived. He survived.
You got stabbed in the eye.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're doing a good Comic-Con. Job. Yeah, that's what it says. He's fine. Content, he stabbed another near the eye.
Oh, it wasn't even.
But I suppose at the time they probably didn't know it wasn't in the eye, right? Because they just, a person was stabbed in the head region. Anyway,
only a nerd would stab somebody with a pencil.
I didn't read what it said. I'm assuming there was probably a seat squabbling issue.
Yeah.
People are bananas. Anyway, my number one.
Number one.
Back to some lighter fare. My number one is Andrew Garfield. As surprise Spider-Man.
Yeah, I remember that.
When he comes dressed up as a little shitty Spider-Man, and it's him, and then it was just sweet. And I felt like that was very, like, even if it had been orchestrated by media, there was a lot of heartfelt sincerity in the things that he was saying and doing. It made him seem a lot like the real Spider-Man.
But you know what? It didn't work, Tiff, because even when he revealed himself, people was like, who is this bastard? You know what I'm saying? And then it was like, oh, and then it was like, nobody cared, you know?
It's still cute. Yeah, now we look back on it, it's adorable.
Yeah. Andrew Garfield, you know, I hope he's a good dude in real life because he seems like it, but you know.
He kind of seems just like a dude who just like, oh, I guess I'm an actor now.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's so cute.
Yeah. So my number one was the Avengers announcement. But I don't remember. I remember one actor came out. Sam Jackson announced, I think, a few people. And then when Robert Downey Jr. came out, he announced like the rest of the people, and they did just stand around there on stage and stuff and just stand there, you know.
No questions.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a no question thing, but yeah, they just stood out there and just looked like, and nobody knew who these effers were at the time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was kind of like, oh, I know him, but I don't know him, and I know him, but I kind of so know him, you know? And they weren't superstar actors at that point, so you know. You know, even though they had movies and stuff, I remember Chris Hemsworth was standing up there just looking out of sorts and shit. But it still was a big goddamn deal because you kept hearing that this was a possibility they were going to combine these movies, especially with the stingers and all that stuff. And then so it was happening. So we got the confirmation that they were all connected. So that's the list, Tiffelbot. I like that's this. The list. I thought this was pretty dope.
Yeah.
So anyway, man, we're going to take our final break. We're coming back with the damn Umbrella Academy, which has nothing to do with Comic-Con. So nope. We'll be right back. All right, man, it's time for the Umbrella Academy, man. So, what, TV series, 2022, TV-14, I'm kind of surprised about that. Action-adventure comedy. Really quick, Tiff, a family of former child superheroes, now grown apart, must reunite to save the world. I guess a lot of shit been going on this season 3. A lot of people in this. Just let's rattle off a couple of ones that's just in this season here.
Okay, Elliot Page.
Yep.
Tom Hopper.
Yep.
Which I get confused about for some reason.
Yeah.
David Castaneda. Mm-hmm. Emmy Raver Lampman. Robert Sheehan. Aidan Gallagher.
Justin Mim.
Gosh, then who's that?
That's Ben.
Oh, yes, yes. He's not listening. Why isn't that at the top? Oh, Justin Min. And Colm Feore, that's who plays Sir Reginald Hargreaves.
Yeah, and you cannot forget Ritu. Arya is her name. She played Lily.
Oh, I love her.
Crazy ass.
Yes. That's Lila, yeah.
So let's get into
it. And then there's a whole bunch of other people who played other people, the Sparrows. But you guys, they're starting to get a lot of people in these movies, and I'm not.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. We'll be saying people forever. So, man, before we go any further, let's hit one word.
I want to say, expected, but not in a bad way. Like, I was worried I wasn't going to like this season, mm-hmm. and I did. So it's just more of what I expected, which I found very comforting and good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say drawn out. Mm-hmm. There was I liked the writing to a point. I liked the direction of the show. This is weird coming from me. I enjoyed this. However, I really believe that it could have been 8 shows.
I agree. Yeah. 1 or 2 episodes less.
Some of these episodes meandered so much in bullshit that I was just like, come on, man. Okay, she mad. We get it. She mad, you know, or he's an asshole.
Right, we knew already.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that they, so like, I felt like in the previous Umbrella, there's seasons of Umbrella Academy, you built on your mystery. Like, oh, you're like, what's that? How's that happening? Right away, they isolated what the problem was that they dealt with in the last episode. So some of the stuff they did in the interim felt really... And I don't think we should worry about staying on timeline talking about this because there's just too much shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But one of the things I had a problem with, uh-huh. particularly in this season, was the world was ending just like every episode, every season of the Umbrella Academy. But they have an opportunity to save the world, but they choose not to because they feel like they shouldn't interfere. And I was like... That would normally make sense. Like, if there was some kind of other, like, if you thought, well, if this world ends, then a new world will be born. If there was something else, right?
Yeah.
But, like, because their theory was that they shouldn't hurt anyone else. I'm like, but there is nobody else.
Yeah, yeah.
So why wouldn't you just try the most important thing, the last option? It didn't make sense. Their objection for doing it didn't make sense when there was literally nothing left.
Okay, so here, oh, listen to those spoilers. So... You know, so much about this show I enjoy, and so many characters I enjoy. I really like the Sparrows, man. I mean, mm-hmm. they were just as good as the Umbrella Academy. I don't know why we did the Footloose thing in the first one. You know, I was like, it's cool. They did the whole dance from the beginning to the end that's actually in the original movie, you know, because he mm-hmm. had the little spit on him and stuff, and that was right. his hallucination. Was it necessary to give us a whole goddamn 10 minutes of this song?
I liked
song?
It.
Yeah, I could have did without it. You know, I was like, who cares? So anyway, I really like the Sparrows. And Klaus, the character, just shines. He's my favorite. I could watch him in his own show all day. And Fives. I love Fives. I love Klaus. But then there were some just characters and their story just got on my nerves so bad because it just... meandered and just didn't it felt mm-hmm. unimportant. One, Allison, how mad you gonna be? God damn, you spent 10 episodes mad as hell doing dumb shit, and I got so over it. I was like, damn, come on, Tiff. How long is she gonna be mad? It's all kind of shit going on, and then you getting with the old man, and you sabotaging everything, and then, but right. I didn't know he was gonna kill Luther, and you know, I'm like, then she tried to rape Luther and shit. I'm like,
yeah, the whole thing was really strange. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Here's what I get her anger and stuff like that, right? Because it's a fucked up how thing long to happen. Gonna go? However. When you know that the world is ending and that reality and your reality has never stayed the same.
Never.
I feel like you wouldn't be mad. You'd be like, I am going to keep going until I figure out how to fix this.
Yes. Especially with a time traveling brother who, if he try hard enough, he don't even need a box to go back in time. Because that's how he get how the stuff started. The other one was Victor/Vanya story. You know, he transitioned in the thing, and I was like, okay, y'all dealt with that. Let's go keep it moving. Then the character had nothing to do, just wandered around and just.
Well, I don't understand why he was still sad. Well, I mean, I get because there was the boy that, and I thought that was really interesting.
I like
concept
that.
For the show.
I agree. I like that.
And
part.
They took it out, and he had a piece of her of. He had a piece of Victor in him.
Yeah.
From the 60s.
Because he saved a boy's life, and, you know, but he got powers. So that was cool.
But he already had powers, right? And then he gave him, like, it mutated the powers.
I didn't remember him having powers. I thought he just almost drowned because of the daddy or some shit like
that. Okay, so I couldn't remember if it had happened, how it had happened. But he had the powers.
He was and just then autistic. He killed... That's it. He was just autistic.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, that's right. He had like the screaming thing, and the music helped.
Yep.
And then now it sounds, which is so like I thought that was really interesting and really cool, because it made sense because he killed their mothers and blah 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 blah. And I was like, oh, cool. But then Victor, the character, is really mopey about that specific, like almost more sad than Allison was. For
a girlfriend,
but there's no catharsis. There was no like catharsis for any of this. So all you got was these like I'm still sad, which is fine. But I would have rather have seen like some determination because of it. Like now I want to do this or motivation for some reason.
So
like that's probably what you're happening is that long middle part until we get to the part where they all do have determination and motivation is so long.
Yes, I agree. The highlights for this for me was watching. Klaus stumble around trying to train the father. I loved all that. I loved, what's her name? Lily? Is that her name?
Lila.
You know, those two characters, as effed up as they are, just stumbling into things. I mean, when she brought the boy, and then it wasn't even her son, you know.
I loved that whole thing. And I thought that particular storyline where I was like, they're gonna put a kid in here. This kid's gonna be annoying.
He was annoying.
And he was, but on purpose.
Yeah, but it
annoyed me. And then he was gone.
When he was gone, I was happy.
And it wasn't even. It turns out not to be his kid. I one of the things I like about this show is that all of the characters, are so. Like in their own stuff, they all have to try to work together.
100%. 100%.
It makes them all so, like Klaus specifically is so fantastic. Mm-hmm. When he died the first time.
I like this whole story of his new powers.
Yes.
I dug it.
If you go back, I think we've seen him die before and we just didn't know it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So like he dies and can come back. And if he can control it, he can control like where he comes back and how he comes back and blah, blah, blah.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. So at the end of the last season, they did this big reveal that the father was an alien, you know, his head, you know, did that stuff. And then they showed a little fish tank man and stuff. And, you know, they kind of just left that shit alone up until the very last second of the show where, who was it that karate chopped the father's head in half and stuff? Somebody.
That was Allison.
Allison.
She got him with a sickle.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, then you can kind of see the blue blood. But him being an alien meant nothing in the developing of
this was a robot, though.
That was a robot? See, what the hell? Ugh.
Well, and I think that's why we saw the different Hargreaves Industries at the end. And that's his wife who was on the moon?
The real wife, right.
Right.
The actual robot lady, but not robot. But
older, you know? Aged, because she's lived. And so I think we're all this might, if I were to assume
Yeah.
that if we're going to get another season... It will be the last one.
Well, yeah, because, well, you just never know. This, even, okay, they tried, they had to say the world three times, and that sounds very boring. But it's been so interesting, you know, with the going back in time with the second season and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And then, like, at the end of this one, Allison gets her people back. I could care, I can give a shit. Who I loved was the damn Sparrows. I was so angry to see the one dude die like that, you know, and then. Didn't want to do roasted. I wouldn't mind him roasting the spitting chick. I couldn't stand her.
Yeah, she was annoying. I was like, oh god. But the weird like rubbery guy. Oh, I liked him.
He got on my nerves. But I like.
He was like punch me in when, the face.
Him and was it Domingo? Was his name? Yeah, Diego.
Diego. When they fought in that pharmacy, the supermarket. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Hey, Diego finally got the chance to whoop somebody's ass with cans and shit. Him and his son, like, hit them with cans. And just like, they like, you can't punch him, but you can hit him with stuff. And he was hurt, you know. So they, right. they figured that shit out. And I was like, because that dude was so arrogant with his ugly ass, right? And didn't that girl look like Anne Hathaway? I was like, is that a young Anne Hathaway? The spitter. She looked like Anne Hathaway to me.
I think she looked like the girl who was in Crawl and who was in the Resident Evil movies. I think she looked a little bit like that girl.
She did look like her too, but that girl looked like Anne Hathaway to me. So
I can see what you're saying, yeah. I love that Luther got married when he had sex.
Yeah.
For the first time, apparently, which I didn't know that.
Wayne, hey, he was like, Allison never gave him no booty, and that's the only one he wanted. You
and
know?
He was on the moon for years.
Yeah.
And so when the flash happens and the guy disappears and he runs back and grabs more condoms, I literally laughed. I could not stop laughing about that.
Yeah, had some.
He's like, it's for sex, which is something I do now.
Yeah. And then a person disappears right after that, which was a reoccurring thing, which was cool.
Right.
I love the hotel as a character.
I do too.
Yeah.
And when it goes on to the other side, it's great.
Yeah. And the fights with the samurai that's a real boss battle that was interesting that didn't turn into garbage. So I dug the way it ended. Just some of the stories that I mentioned really got on my nerves, and they just took them too many episodes. He was like, damn, we had another episode where she mad and he sad. You know, I'm tired of this shit. Could y'all come on?
You would think that they would just be trying really hard to fix it. And I feel like they didn't take any, and which is, it's fine for characters to be sad and process stuff in shows where we're not having an action movie, right? It just didn't seem logical to me, given all the things that they'd known, all the things that they'd done. You're right. It was just too long. Just cut some of that stuff out. I'm into emotional stuff.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, felt very sad for Five when Dolores visits him in his reel.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it.
Fives is just such a piece of shit. I mean, he's a piece of shit that you just gotta love him, man. I love how he just thinks everybody's just stupid. You know, he just he treats them like they all like got an IQ of like 2. You know what I'm saying? So, combined. So a lot of highlights. I would be interested in seeing another season, man, because nothing ends with this, and I like how what they've been doing with these shows is that it never ends. It's like one thing to another. I would have liked to got a lot more of the Sparrows. I like how they ran that world like bullies. And that damn Raven chick with her damn spy ravens chasing Luther around. Classic moments, man. Good shit. So I enjoyed it. But for those two characters and that draggy shit they did, you could have did so much more. Tell you what character I would like to see come back. I would have loved to see Cha-Cha come back being a badass.
Oh, yeah. I do like Cha-Cha.
Yeah, I did too. And, you know, she didn't really have an ending on the show. You know, she wasn't dead. Mm-hmm. She was just like, fuck! You know, it was like,
and we got the other guy. We got his
Hazel.
Ending.
Yeah, you got Hazel.
Teach with the donut lady.
Yeah. Him and the old donut lady. Right?
I love that.
So
I might rewatch. The first season is so good. You kind of forget. Mm-hmm. I might rewatch that first season.
How integral it was and the different things that was going on.
And I'm going to fall in love with Klaus all over again.
And before I end, you know, what I have to say about this. I love that Ben got a chance to be this overwhelming, try-hard asshole that nobody liked, you know? I mean, when he wasn't invited to the bachelor party, that shit was hilarious to me. He was so outdone that they was keeping it a secret from one person who couldn't come.
Yeah, he's like, some people aren't invited. I love Luther. The more I think about it, I just said that all of them are so good. They all their stupid little personalities are so good. But I really liked it. When he's like, well, how come everybody likes your Ben? And he's just like, I don't know, because you're an asshole.
Right. He was a total asshole. So at the end, man, Luther looks like a normal dude. They all have no powers. And so I think that's interesting. And he was a ghost at the end of the damn thing, you know.
Yes, so he came back to his, you guys can see me, and he was really excited. He's going to go find his wife, blah, 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 blah. And also, the thing about Tom Hopper is he's very tall, lanky man. So even without his ape padding.
He's still a big dude.
He still looks weird.
Yeah, he's still a really big dude. Really tall. Yeah, yeah. So you know, still thumbs up. Just, goddamn, if I ever watch that again, which I won't, I would be fast-forwarding all that stuff I didn't like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm excited to see if there is a fourth season, which I hope there will be. I want a conclusion for everybody that's solid. Because this one was questioning. Like, they're like, what's going to happen now? I want to know a solid conclusion.
So, Luther must have been, you know, by proxy protecting the original, you know, people, father and mother up on the moon. Because they were up on the moon. You know, and so why was he up there all that time? You know, didn't know what he was doing.
That's what he was doing. He was keeping the moon safe and didn't know it. Exactly. Yeah. That's why they showed that moon thing, which I was like, I loved it.
When he was doing
that. When he was on the moon.
He started out all strong like Rocky doing his exercises. Next thing you know, he just laying around naked and shit looking crazy. Yeah. It's pretty good. Pretty good. So. I mean, yeah. It had its moments, but it did have its down moments. So anyway, man, that's it, man. I'm the host of Fans on Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my dynamite co-host, Miss Tifflebot. We did the damn thing, and we got it done, too. Say goodbye to the people.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
You're damn right. And until next week, we're doing, what's that, Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, Jordan Peele, we're doing Nope. And look out, I got Smooth coming back on. I think I already said, doing, Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
And Tiff, man, you need to do a Patreon too, because
I'm ready.
It's not about me and other people. It's about us.
I've watched all the Patreon movies.
Okay, yeah.
Nobody has.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, man. So that's it. That's all. Until next week, we will be
on Patrol.